Welcome to Philanthropy Today, a podcast about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Together, we'll learn about the goals of the GMCF and the work of its staff, board members, and trustees. You'll hear about the GMCF's affiliate partners throughout North Central Kansas, and we'll also explore the efforts of area nonprofit agencies, their staff, and volunteers. Now, here's your host of Philanthropy Today, Dave Lewis.
This episode of Philanthropy Today was initially broadcast on the GMCF Community Hour, which is aired on News Radio KMAN, 1350 AM, 93.3 and 93.7 FM, Mondays in the 10 o'clock hour. We hope you enjoy this conversation.
Segment number three is going to be discussing a different aspect about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. So many people are familiar with the work that the GMCF does in Manhattan. But outside the Manhattan perimeters, there is a partners group that is very involved. We talked about one of those partners earlier in the show with South Brown and their Match Day Burn. And we've got a couple of guests that are joining us here in the program. First, via Zoom, is Brian Lowell, who chairs the Wamego Community Foundation. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Calvin Potberg, who is in studio, and Calvin's from Junction, and he's with the Greater Geary Community Foundation. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
It seems like I see you at a lot of things these days.
Seem to be a lot of places together.
Well, we appreciate the work that both of you gentlemen do on behalf of your respective communities. And Vern's back in the studio. We don't want to neglect him. As much as we sometimes wish. But let's talk about this partners program. And this is something that I believe you kind of started this partners program a few years ago.
Well, we had, when I first started the Community Foundation in 2013, we had two affiliates, the Dover Community Foundation and the Frankfort Community Foundation. And in discussing with the board at that point in time, I basically said, hey, we're either in or we're out of the affiliate business. So, I mean, what do you want to be? We've already started it. And so, obviously, the decision was made to be in, and when the word spread, and, you know, Wamego wanted to talk about an affiliation. Greater Geary was just starting, and we talked there. And so essentially right now we have 15 partners in our program, and then we have three educational foundations that we also oversee in that partners effort. But so those 15 partners, 13 of them have match day. There's a conversation of possibly the 14th one having one this next year, and Dover is the one that doesn't have one, and they haven't really shown any interest at this point in time yet. But both Wamego and the Greater Geary Community Foundation have done great jobs near Match Day, and of course they're right here. Our three communities work so well together in so many things that it's just a natural to have these two guys with us here today.
All right. You know, I'm thinking I got an idea for Dover for a match day, and that's the four of us go road trip over to that cafe. And we, you know, we somehow get matched with some pieces of pie.
I'm all for that, baby.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the benefits of partnering with the GMCF, Vern?
Well, I would say in many cases, what we really try to do is make philanthropy easy all across the state if we can. And in this case, you know, we provide their KCF membership for them. You know, we help them get a website started. We help them get the Match Day website started. And certainly our staff is available for them and their boards as they create those. And we just want to be there if there's questions about philanthropic ways of giving. You know, we want to help them with that. And, you know, our kind of thought process here at GMCF is a rising tide raises all ships. So, you know, when philanthropy is good in one community, the word spreads and it becomes good in others. And if we can make Northeast Kansas feel comfortable about giving to charitable causes, that's good for everybody.
I know you had the retreat with a lot of the partners here a few months ago, and you can see that their excitement, especially with like the match days. And that is a great invitation for them to get involved, get their foundations involved in taking full advantage of the foundation that you provide.
Yeah, indeed. It's a great opportunity for them. And after they have one or two, most of the time they're off in Salem, and Calvin and Dennis, or Dennis, Brian can share with us there. So sorry, Dennis. Sorry, Brian.
That's all right.
So so let's go ahead and exclude Vern from the rest of the conversation here. You really did that.
I did that.
And the good thing is Brian's not offended.
Not at all. No.
Not at all. Well, and there are what, 15?
Yes.
Partner organizations, including one, the Armed Forces Community Foundation, which is based here in Manhattan, but growing in so many neat things. So now I've got some questions, and I'm going to go. We'll just have a back and forth here between Brian and Calvin, and Calvin, let's start with you. So, what are the benefits that you see from Geary County in teaming in with the GMCF?
Well, in December of 16, our board looked at forming the community foundation. We looked at, do we start one from scratch or do we work as a partner or an affiliate with another one? And we decided, after speaking with Vern, and we spoke with two other community foundations in Kansas, to go that route. And we chose Manhattan, but it's their leadership and teaching us about how a community foundation works, their accounting and their backroom services to keep track of everything, and their willingness to help us be successful. I feel like they've been over backwards.
It's almost a turnkey operation for you, isn't it?
Yep, it is. And they're very respond to every question we've got. I just can't say enough good things about the relationship.
That intellectual knowledge, you know, outside of Vern and the rest of the staff is really key.
Yeah.
But obviously, very key. Brian, how about your perspective with Wamego joining in on the GMCF partners organizations?
Oh, it's been just a fantastic relationship. Our organization's been around since about 98. And so we've been with Manhattan, Vern, correct me if I'm wrong, for the last 4 years, 5 years maybe. And again, their knowledge base, I mean, just really helped us get from, I won't say stagnant, but an organization that was kind of stuck in its ways to an organization that's now dynamic and chasing new opportunities and really trying to be as engaging to the community as we can. And Vern touched on as well, the technology side of it as well, the website, match day, it's just been a fantastic relationship.
How about some differences that your community foundation has made in your community there in Wamego, Brian?
Oh, gosh, probably too many to name, actually. I mean, we've seen an impact from tourism, our Totos around town. Community foundation was a proud partner of that, you know, educational factors. Yeah, we have a scholarship banquet. I think last year we gave out roughly $27,000 in scholarships. And just overall making it a better place to live. You know, we got a new pool, indoor pool, pickleball courts are, you know, going to be built here and hopefully done by October before match day. And so, yeah, it's just really just, it's made a huge difference in our community, and it's provided our donors a place to go if they want to reach their philanthropic goals.
Calvin, same question for you. Some of the benefits that you've seen by partnering with the GMCF.
I'd say the main one, it's opened the eyes of many of these charities now that are within our Greater Geary Community Foundation as to how we can help them raise funds and assist them in getting their story or their missions out to the public. At first, several of them thought we were going to be in competition for them, with them for the dollars, and after they saw how we work, and they soon realized it was exactly the opposite. We could help them raise many more dollars by getting their name out, and especially by participating in match day.
What are some of the and Calvin, ask you first something about your match day and the impact that that's made in the Geary County Foundation.
I brought a few statistics with me. 2019, our first one, we had 26 charities get involved, collected $98,350, and had $40,000 of matching money on top of that. The next year in 20, we upped it from 26 to 34 charities. The giving rose from 98,000 to 241,000.
That's a jump.
Our match went from 40,000 to 125,000. So we collected 366,000 the second year. The third year, last year, we jumped it to 39 charities. The giving went to 291,000. Plus a match of 140,000 last year. So we had $431,000 a year ago. And our next match day is coming up here in October, and it looks like we'll have 43 charities. And our matches went from 140,000 to 145,000.
One of the things we find is that there's never a shortage for places for those monies to go.
No, we haven't.
Congratulations. That says a lot about your community.
Well, we've done well, but I'll have to give a lot of that to the charities. We have them get the information out to their donors.
Yeah. So. Brian, same question for you. Match day and the difference that it's made in Waumego.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like Byrne said, it's just kind of, Calvin said, it just kind of grows year after year. But yeah, so our match day is coming up October 6th. We hold it at the Ironclad. We also offer an online route to people that can't make it. But yeah, I mean, just over the last, this will be year four, and last year was just our high water mark, which always surprised me how much it doesn't just barely beat it. No, it almost doubled the previous year. We had 991 individual donations and ended up raising about $350,000 roughly. And it was just a fantastic day, and it just highlights all the charitable organizations. We had about roughly 40 there. I think we're going to have about the same this year, but really it's spreading the word, and it's a lively day. It's a fun day, and it just would encourage all people to participate when they can.
How many charities do you support with your foundation of Waumego, Brian?
Oh, don't have that number right in front of me, but we got...
So Calvin was the one that wins the research prize for the day.
Yeah, he came prepared. Next year, I'll put us on the same segment, please. I'll be better prepared. But
I will say that your buddy Mike put together the annual report, and I got a chance to look that over the other day, and he sent me a copy of that. And it's impressive what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, we are hitting a stride. I think over the last 4 years, we went from 1.5 million assets under management, and we are about 5.5 million last year at the high water mark. But yeah, it's just amazing what this organization can do, and the efforts of the charitable organizations are being met. And yeah, it's just amazing to be a part of. Want to help them grow and help them meet their goals.
Alvin, in your eyes, how does the Community Foundation impact the greater Geary County area? And, you know, and without necessarily being specific to Junction City, but obviously that's a key factor.
Yeah, the way I see it is we're going to continue to enlarge and have more successful match days. And it has gotten to more than just Junction City. There's organizations outside of Geary County or in Geary County now that have joined us. What we also want to work on is getting to be able to educate more folks about their trusts and their estate planning and donations to make to the Community Foundation so that they can leave a legacy personally to make donations into the future.
Well, thanks for the work that you do in your community. I know that they're very grateful, and I know you've been a long time business person in Junction City and working through Geary County, and the work here in the foundation that you have in Geary County, I know is very, very rewarding for you.
Well, thank you.
And Brian, thanks for joining us here this morning. I didn't call you by your dad's name once, let it be known.
Appreciate it.
But tell him hi for both Bert and me.
Oh, I sure will. I'd be glad to.
But congratulations on your effort, too. I know that this is something that, you know, both communities, and I think every community that we've talked with, you know, they just continue to build excitement, Vern. And, you know, it just, there's an impassioned vision that they just want to see more. They want to continue.
Yeah, no question. Calvin's done a great job with the Greater Geary Community Foundation Board. He's been the board chair since day one, and Brian has taken over and done a great job for those in front of him. And like the Waumego Community Foundation actually started before the Manhattan Community Foundation started.
Really?
And so it's been a great partnership to work together in this whole process. And you know, our next phase of this is hopefully to bring some lessons learned, some ideas into their communities for some kind of some professional discussions with community members. And so we're always trying to think about how we can enhance these relationships. So we look forward to that.
Keep up with Philanthropy Today by following or subscribing to our podcast on your favorite apps. To learn more about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, visit our website at mcfks.org. Philanthropy Today is produced by Ad Astracast. Follow us online at adastracast.com.